You're listening to ICANN. We're celebrating this winter season all December long. And to celebrate winter, I have a Chinese fairy tale. It's called The Dragon After His Winter Sleep. Once there was a scholar who was reading on the second floor of his house. It was a rainy, cloudy day, and the weather was gloomy. Suddenly, he saw a little thing which shone like a firefly. It crawled onto the table, and wherever it went, it left traces of burns, curved like tracks of a rainworm. Gradually, it wound itself up the scholar's book, and the book, too, grew black. Then it occurred to the scholar that it might be a dragon, so he carefully carried it out the door on the book. There he stood for quite some time. But it sat uncurled, without moving in the least. Then the scholar said, "It shall not be said of me that I was lacking in respect." With these words, he carried back the book and once more laid it on the table. Then he put on his robes of ceremony and escorted the dragon out on it again. No sooner had he left the door than he noticed that the dragon raised his head and stretched himself. Then he flew up from the book with his hissing sound, like a radiant streak. Once more, the dragon turned around toward the scholar, and his head had already grown the size of a barrel, while his body must have been a full fathom in length. He gave one more sneaky twist, and then there was a terrible crash of thunder, and the dragon went sailing through the air. The scholar then returned and looked to see which way the little creature had come, and he could follow his tracks hither and thither to his chest of books.